Leslie Pritchup, PhD, as a neuroscientist at NYU Brain Research Laboratories and chief scientific officer at BrainScope, has fundamentally advanced clinical neurofeedback through her development of neurometric quantitative EEG algorithms and multivariate classification methods that enable objective identification of brain dysfunction subtypes and prediction of treatment response. Working closely with E. Roy John, she co-led the creation of normative databases and statistical methods that transformed QEG from visual inspection to quantitative science. This work provided the analytical foundations that enable modern neurofeedback practitioners to identify specific treatment targets based on statistical deviations from age-appropriate norms. Her career uniquely bridges academic neuroscience with FDA-cleared medical device development, demonstrating that sophisticated EEG analytics can meet regulatory standards for clinical decision support. At NYU's Brain Research Laboratories, Pritchup's translational work on QEG signatures established that different clinical conditions and even subtypes within conditions have distinct electrophysiological patterns identifiable through multivariate analysis. Her research on EEG biotypes showed that conditions like depression, ADHD, and cognitive decline comprise multiple neurophysiological subtypes that respond differently to various interventions. This subtyping work provided scientific justification for individualized neurofeedback protocols based on specific EEG patterns rather than diagnostic categories alone. Her development of multivariate algorithms that combine multiple EEG features for classification and prediction represented a methodological advance beyond univariate approaches examining single parameters. By using discriminate functions, cluster analysis, and machine learning methods to identify complex patterns across multiple frequency bands, spatial locations, and connectivity measures, Pritchup demonstrated that EEG contains rich information about brain state that emerges only through sophisticated analysis. These methods enable neurofeedback practitioners to identify subtle abnormalities that might be missed by simpler approaches. As chief scientific officer at BrainScope, Pritchup has directed algorithm development for FDA-cleared devices that assess concussion and traumatic brain injury in emergency settings. This work demonstrates that EEG-based assessment can meet rigorous regulatory standards for medical decision-making. The BrainScope devices use proprietary algorithms developed from Pritchup's research to rapidly evaluate brain injury severity, providing objective markers that complement clinical assessment. This regulatory success has implications for neurofeedback legitimacy, showing that EEG-based methods can achieve medical device status. Her publications on emergency department triage applications have shown that QEG can identify brain injury patients requiring immediate intervention versus those who can safely wait. These time-sensitive applications demonstrate the clinical utility of rapid EEG assessment in acute care settings. While not directly neurofeedback, this work validates the clinical relevance of the same EEG features that neurofeedback targets, supporting the premise that these patterns have functional significance. The predictive markers Pritchup has identified for treatment response have particular relevance for neurofeedback. Her research showing that baseline EEG patterns predict response to various medications suggests that a similar prediction might be possible for neurofeedback outcomes. This work moves toward precision medicine approaches where treatment selection is guided by objective neurophysiological markers rather than trial and error. Through mentoring on analytics, artifact control, and clinical utility of QEG, Pritchup has influenced how practitioners approach quantitative EEG interpretation. Her emphasis on rigorous artifact management ensures that clinical decisions are based on genuine brain activity rather than contamination. Her teaching on appropriate statistical methods prevents overinterpretation of chance findings while ensuring clinically significant patterns are recognized. The normative databases co-developed at NYU remain foundational for QEG-guided neurofeedback. By establishing age-appropriate norms across diverse populations, this work enables the identification of statistically significant deviations that become neurofeedback targets. The Z-score transformations, which express individual values relative to normative means, provide objective criteria for abnormality that transcends subjective interpretation. Her work on EEG changes in acute brain injury has revealed dynamic patterns of recovery and deterioration that inform rehabilitation approaches, including neurofeedback. Understanding how EEG patterns evolve following injury helps clinicians determine optimal timing for interventions and realistic expectations for recovery. This temporal perspective is crucial for neurofeedback applications in neurorehabilitation. Critical evaluation must acknowledge that while Pritchett's analytical methods are sophisticated, their application to neurofeedback remains primarily inferential. The algorithms validated for diagnostic classification or injury assessment don't directly validate neurofeedback efficacy. The assumption that normalizing statistically abnormal patterns through neurofeedback will improve function, while logical, requires specific validation that often hasn't been conducted. The proprietary nature of BrainScope algorithms, while understandable for commercial devices, limits independent validation and replication. This contrasts with the open science approach of some other methodological developers in neurofeedback. The tension between commercial development and scientific transparency raises questions about how proprietary methods should be evaluated and adopted in clinical practice. Her emphasis on multivariate approaches, while powerful, can be challenging for clinicians to understand and implement without extensive training or specialized software. The complexity of these methods may limit their accessibility compared to simpler univariate approaches, potentially creating disparities in who can access sophisticated QEG-guided neurofeedback. Pritchett's contributions include establishing neurometric QEG as quantitative science with clinical applications, developing multivariate classification methods revealing EEG subtypes within conditions, demonstrating that EEG analytics can meet FDA regulatory standards, creating normative databases enabling objective abnormality identification, and bridging academic neuroscience with practical clinical tools. Her work has provided analytical foundations that enable neurofeedback to move beyond subjective assessment toward data-driven intervention based on statistical deviation from normative patterns. The translation of Pritchett's sophisticated analytical methods into FDA-cleared devices represents a significant achievement in moving EEG assessment from a research tool to a clinical standard. This regulatory validation provides precedent for neurofeedback devices seeking similar clearance, potentially advancing the field toward greater medical acceptance and insurance coverage.